Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wash your hands. Do-do-do-do-do. Wash your hands. Do-do-do-do-do. Wash your hands. Do-do-do-do-do. Wash your hands.
It's time to start the daily routine.
Hard work being here, but it's an honor.
Hard work.
We're here as a result of hard work.
Hard work.
You're a desk jockey.
Hard work.
I'd love to stay,
but I've got work to do.
Hard work.
It's a dirty, rotten job,
but somebody's got to do it.
Can we start this show now?
We already did, bud.
Showtime. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up. Show number 2292-609 right now, and it's Wednesday, only Wednesday during the short work week.
Yes.
That a lot of us are enjoying because of President's Day on Monday.
Yes, that's right. Celebrating our presidents this week for Palindrome Week. Boy,
yes.
The weddings yesterday.
Thousands.
Holy moly. They showed, the little chapel, whatever the heck it's called, and it was just like, boom, one after the other. Come on through, people. We got 140 people behind you.
I heard one person say every 30 minutes.
Yeah.
24 hours. We have scheduled. We're booked.
I think they were scooting it along. I think they were going about every 10 minutes.
Do you do? I do. We do. We all do.
Get out of here, you kids.
Now go. Well, good for Vegas.
I know.
Everybody coming to Vegas to get married on 2/22/22.
Why, people? Why?
No idea. They could have picked a better time, though, I think, because weather from Channel 3, snow showers this morning.
Yeah.
Becoming partly cloudy later. A little breezy. 40% chance of snow.
Yeah, I read that as weather crap. That's what I read, Mike.
Yeah. High in the low 50s today, so it's chilly outside this morning. Only about 39 right now.
Our friend Andrea, who's over in New York, she listens to us in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
She said, whatever, we may have 16 plus inches of snow.
Oh.
So I got no complaints.
Yeah.
I said, that's not even wrong.
No.
Or even right. I mean, that's wrong in every way.
But brag.
Yeah, but we make it 16 inches. Oh, God. Oh, geez. Okay. Oh, God.
Vegas, we will rebuild, and hopefully everybody has supplies to last through the afternoon.
Oh, please. Such wimps.
We'll see how it pans out. All right. God. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, let me tell you, excuse me, forgive me. If you discovered a time machine, this is interesting. People were asked, would you go back in time or would you go forward in time? According to this poll, about half of the people prefer to go back in time. 30% would go forward and 21%. Some questions are hard, I guess. They don't know. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know what I'd do. Just pick something.
Yeah.
Men most likely to want to travel forward in time. I don't want to go forward. Why would I want to rush the inevitable? I don't want to go forward.
If you go forward or backwards, are you stuck in time? Or do you get to go back to...
I would hope it's like Back to the Future and
so
I hop in a DeLorean and, yes, flip the switch and I'm back.
Why would you not want to go forward?
Yeah,
find out what the lottery numbers are.
Right.
Come back and win the lottery.
Yeah, because you might not be able to... depending on how forward you go, you might not be there. So that will suck. But yeah, exactly. Yes. Though I would love to go back in time. I really would. I think it'd be a blast.
Now, do you go back as, like, knowing all that you know? Like.
Oh, I'd go back to before I was born, actually.
In this body.
Scenario. Oh, yeah.
Just like you said, Back to the Future. So
yes.
He goes back knowing all he knows, and he gets to go. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah I'd like to go back, too.
Right. Change some things.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
What song would you claim as yours? If you went in the past.
Oh, we might have to think about that. And I would have ended up making out with Debbie Morelli.
Yeah. Oh, see, there you go.
In Doug Lorman's basement.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have.
Exactly.
Jacked around.
Yes, that's right. I wouldn't have needed a pillow. new study ranked all 50 states from the most sinful to the least sinful. They base these rankings on, like, the seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little more complicated, but crime rates, theft rates, You know, food, what we eat, all of that. Of course, Nevada, number one. Number one most sinful state. And they say it's actually sinful to a little less sinful. Nevada, California, Texas, Florida, Louisiana in the top five. Mm-hmm. The bottom five, Idaho, Wyoming, Vermont, South Dakota, exactly.
Boring states.
And Iowa.
And by the way, the people that live here in Nevada, we're not the only ones causing the sinful stuff.
No,
it's
no.
It's people from all over the world coming here and doing the sinful stuff.
People, you do this.
Yes.
You know,
so
what
don't blame us.
In Vegas. No,
right.
We don't know. You don't, again, you don't just poop here and leave,
right.
People. You don't do that. And a very exciting new survey on laundry habits has come out. Estimates that the average person will lose 756 socks in their lifetime.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say dollars.
No, socks. Across, they say we'll do roughly 13,000 loads of laundry in a lifetime. So, and we'll ruin about 95 pieces of clothing by not separating the colors. Boy, that bothers me. Not choosing the appropriate settings. People like that. And like 30% of people say they don't even separate the colors. Why? Why, people?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you?
We're that lazy.
Yeah,
we're that dim.
Just throw it all in together.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, my tidy whities are pink. Well, I wonder why. Oh, that is it. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know. You can always stay caught up, get caught up on our podcast, 96.3kklz.com.
Today is banana bread day today.
Yeah, you know what else it is? I don't even know what this means. It's Pinocchio Day. I don't know why.
Pinocchio Day?
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm trying to figure it out. Are you supposed to lie? Or are you... Are you not supposed to lie? Is it a challenge to get the nose growing, or what is that?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Or do you carve a wood doll or something?
Yes, that's right. And it comes to life, and it starts lying.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told? Pinocchio Day, biggest lie you've ever told?
I don't know. I know when I was in high school. It's so involved, but to get out of class or to get out of school, I cut one day and I said I was really sick. I had these major stomach issues and all that. It's really embarrassing.
Did it work?
Because my teacher, I basically cut school.
Okay.
And then I got in trouble because my teacher was like, why would you even joke about something like that? It's disgusting.
Oh.
It's horrible. What about people who do have stomach issues like that? I think I said I had Crohn's or something. I don't even know what it was. I know. And that's why I never do that now.
That's pretty
ever.
Good. Because
I had an accident or somebody in my family's sick.
Yeah.
I don't do that because it's just bad.
Karma.
Yes. Oh, it was awful.
I have Crohn's.
My mother, back in the day, she was like probably 16, 17. She wanted to go to Chicago, from Detroit to see Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And she and her friends were working in a diner. It was something right out of I Love Lucy. She and her friend Rosie wrapped themselves in bandages and said they were in an accident. So they could go to Chicago. And her boss said, you can have the time off, but don't come back, ladies.
Wow.
You're not coming back because I know you weren't in an accident.
Yeah. All right. What's the biggest lie you've ever told? Pinocchio Day today.
Yes.
National Pinocchio Day today.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
We just got to talking about lies.
Yeah, the biggest lies you've ever told.
I'm the biggest liar.
All right. Morty even said, you're not going to believe the lie I told.
Yeah, I know, but not talking about it, huh?
Yeah, you can't you can't say that and then not talk about it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I can.
It's like my...
I will not speak of it.
Okay.
So you won't speak of that, like she won't speak of that night, senior year?
Senior year, yeah. Senior...
I won't do it.
Yeah, have you ever told anybody?
No.
Oh,
wow.
No. Okay. All right,
Could it land you in jail?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
So it could.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike.
Look at his nose.
Yeah, I know.
It's growing even as we speak.
Yeah, I won't.
All right. Maggie, what about you? The biggest lie.
Well, I did my son's homework and wrote a seven-paragraph essay, and she emailed me, and she said, did you do this? And I said, nope.
No.
It was all my son's idea.
Oh,
wow.
He had to know. but she gave him an A plus. So I did great.
Oh my God! Big Pinocchio knows. Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Good for me.
My parents never would have done my homework ever.
Mine either.
Ever. Go ahead and fail then.
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't have failed if you would have helped me.
Yeah, if you would have helped me, because this mom got her kid an A.
And now look at where you're
right?
at. So,
oh my God.
People
gosh,
texting
that
in
is
this
too
morning.
Funny. Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, and I'm not going to read these names because
no,
these
don't.
Are these. Wow. One woman said after my divorce. I told my family that I was still happily married, Mike and Carla, because divorce was something that risked me practically being disowned by my family because of our religion.
Oh, I bet.
I want, how long did you not tell me?
Right.
No, we're good. He's just not coming to the party. Yeah. That's all. Wow.
He's got Crohn's or he's
yes,
sick
he's
or sick.
Shut up.
Colitis.
Yes, he's got colitis. I know. Again, well, that's ongoing. Yes,
right.
It is. It is. One of our listeners, I commend you for this. I committed insurance fraud in an attempt to not have to lay off 150 people at my company.
Wow.
Wow.
Not all heroes
that's
wear capes.
No, exactly. That's a big deal. And thanks for even sharing that. That's wow.
I never thought we'd get that big of lies.
I know.
I mean, I'm just talking about, I told my mother I went to Doug's house.
Yeah, I get this one. Mike and Carla, this is hilarious. Something I don't share very often. My fiance recently asked me how many guys I've slept with.
Oh.
After he told me how many women he had slept with.
Yeah.
I was his second. I've slept with about 10 guys, but I told him 4. Wow, I slept around in my younger days, so
okay,
I didn't really want to share that. That's something out of a sitcom.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right, Amber, what about you? Biggest lie?
That would probably have to be telling my dad that I got my degree. When I didn't. I passed the class. I finished my course. I just never went and took my state course. Because I told them I had just gotten pregnant and I was going to stay home and be a mom.
Oh.
To this point, my dad still doesn't know. And if he finds out, he'll make me pay back my college.
Oh, well, yeah. You think? Oh, gee.
Whoa.
Oh,
but how,
my
but
God,
how do
that's
you
hilarious.
Not know that? I mean, don't you have, can I see the diploma?
Yeah,
can
well,
I see something?
Maybe he's never asked to see it.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe he's never asked to see it. Just trust her. Why would he not trust his daughter?
Wow.
Why? Why would he not trust her? A lot of people don't walk through graduation.
Right.
You know,
I get that.
College,
but at
especially.
Some point.
I know. Yeah.
Let me see what I paid for.
I know. I know it. This is what you paid for. I got my degree. What do you want? What do you want?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For me, Dad.
People still texting their lies. It's Pinocchio Day today.
Can I read one of these, this last one?
This has to be the best.
I will not say the name, but he said, I'm originally from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this woman from New York, so I pretended I was a Yankees fan so she would sleep with me.
He lied.
Yes, he said, I still feel dirty to this day about it because I can't stand the Yankees.
I highly doubt he feels dirty about the whole thing.
He does because he doesn't like the Yankees.
Yes, that's but all. He did sleep
yes,
with her.
Yes, that's
so.
Right. That's,
okay.
Oh, I know. A hot woman, you guys.
Now, we thought it was about lies. Bill, explain Pinocchio Day.
Pinocchio Day is a celebration of the release of the movie Pinocchio in 1940.
Oh, we took it in the wrong direction.
But yeah, well, Pinocchio was a liar.
Yes.
He was a liar.
Big fat liar.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if he was a fat liar, but, you know.
Well, his pants were on fire.
Yeah. But see, I looked it up. Like, one year it was in October. I don't know why it moves around. around? Maybe because he's a big fat liar.
And nobody knows the real date
it's
is.
Today. No, it's in October. Oh, no, it's not. It's in February. Yes.
Disney's second animated movie was released on this day in 1940.
Oh, there we go.
So, I mean, you could move it around. You could say it was released on this day in 1940. It could be in February. It could be
it
in October.
It can be whenever, right? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want it to be.
Yes, exactly.
It's Pinocchio, for God's sake.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, have a good day.
Thank you, man.
There you go. That's why we're celebrating Pinocchio Day today. Everybody has a party trick, a go-to party trick.
Yes.
If I do this, I'll give you $5, Demba, if you can do this.
And you've had a couple drinks.
Right.
And it's like, wait, look what I can do.
So we found this one girl. Tell everybody your party trick.
Mine is, I can open a beer bottle with my butt cheeks. Buy me a beer, and I'll show you.
Yeah, buy me a beer.
Okay.
And then I'll show you.
Oh, my, okay.
And then she goes on.
How?
Okay, so the trick to opening a beer bottle with your butt cheeks is, you can't do it naked, but it's best to do it naked. But if you want to be in public, legging, open the beer. I learned this when I was really sad one time. I'm sorry. I wanted to share, but now I've said it all out loud, and it makes me feel insane.
What?
Well, you lost me towards the end there, honey. But yeah, I can't imagine you want to be naked. You're gonna cut the cheeks if you do that.
Right.
You don't want to do that, I would think, with jeans or something on.
So Carla,
can't believe I'm analyzing it. So
wow, and took it one step further. Carla went to Google and found out there's so many videos about how to open a beer bottle with your butt cheeks.
Listen, guys, there are guys who are doing it. There are women who are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts. It looks like it hurts a lot, but all the women are very, very pleased when they do it. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, my God. And you just hear that, you know? I just can't
imagine going up to this girl going, hey, listen, I was just wondering, do you have a party trick? If you do, what is it?
Mine is, I can open a beer bottle with my butt cheeks. Buy me a beer, and I'll show you.
Okay.
Can I get a beer here?
Yeah. Wait, you only have draft? Oh, no. No.
What's your party trick?
Wow.
It might not be opening a beer bottle with your butt cheeks. But,
or it might be.
Or it might be. What is your party trick?
Oh, my gosh.
Your go-to party trick.
I feel
or maybe
like
you know somebody with one.
I know. I feel like a loser now.
You don't have one?
I can do the old cherry stem. I can tie that in a knot.
Please,
I can spit liquid through my gap. I do that. I make a really good fountain, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I can get you some liquid and do that.
All right.
In the hall. I'm
get
sure
some
that'll
water.
Be water, just
well,
water.
Do you want me to go get a beer bottle first, and then you can do
that? Yeah, I got news. I don't even know if I can reach around that. Okay, there we go.
Don't worry about that. That's why Morty's here.
Yeah.
Your party trick, all right? Text or call. We'd love to hear from you this morning. When you start out a segment like this.
Mine is, I can open a beer bottle with my butt cheeks. Buy me a beer, and I'll show you.
We're talking about those party tricks, those go-to party tricks that you might have. What is it? Drew's on the phone. Drew, what is it?
Well, it's not mine. A buddy of mine, years ago, we had parties.
Okay.
He would fashion a condom over his head and over to his nostrils and blow it up. And it's the funniest thing you can imagine.
Because there's always that guy.
Watch, you guys. This is great. Oh, that's awesome.
I'm just here to tell you, it is hilarious.
I went out with a guy who is now a doctor who used to do that with the medical gloves.
Oh, the plastic?
and blow them up. And he's a doctor now. That's the scariest
thing. Yeah, but somebody had to buy the beer,
right,
so.
Exactly.
Drew, you have a great day.
Right.
See, I would love for your doctor friend to come into the room. You know, you sit in the waiting room, then you go into the other room. Just, what's the problem? What do you think's wrong with you?
I can't. Hi, I'm Dr. Gary.
All right,
man.
People text again.
Yeah, Jim said not quite as elaborate as her party trick, but I can do simple origami with a napkin. And he said it's mildly interesting at parties, and it's a good way to spark up a conversation.
It's a good icebreaker.
Yes, it is. Now, Danny said a few of my, Danny must be from Europe, a few of my mates smoke e-cigarettes, you know, the vapes. And he said I can take them and blow smoke into a glass, put my hand over the top, leave it there for a few seconds, Then remove your hand and you have drinkable smoke. Ew.
Wow.
But okay, that's
and everybody
cool.
stands around on yes. the count of three. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's so cool. Look what Danny did.
Danny, come here. Come here. Yeah. Danny, do the smoke trick.
I don't know. You guys think that girl's hot. Janie said, you know how people can make fart sounds with their armpits? Well, I can do that with the back of my knees. It usually involves me taking off my jeans at the party to perform the trick, but that's how most good parties start, right?
Whatever.
She said, I can also walk on my hands. If I could learn how to combine the two,
right?
I would never go dateless. No, you would not, Janie.
Wow. Get Janie to do it. No, yeah, it's awesome.
This is so good. Take off your jeans, Janie. Yeah.
All right. Make Mark, what about you, Mark?
My party trick is I can balance 10 quarters on my elbow and then catch them in the palm of my hand by straightening my arm.
Wow.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really a thing back in the 70s that kids would do. They would balance coins on their elbow, and then when you straighten your arm, you have to do it fast enough to catch the quarters before they fall.
Yeah. And nothing impresses a hot girl than
that. I know.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
I mean, it's no condom over your head.
No, it's not. No.
Have a good day, Mark.
Thank you, bye.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:53. We had all these guys calling in with their party trick.
Yes.
Well, we have Kathy on the phone.
Okay.
Kathy, what's your party trick?
My trick is that I can have men or women take off their underwear at a party, and I can juggle it. I have them take off their underwear at a party. I said, if you can take off your underwear, and I ball it into a ball, if it's clean.
Wow. All of a sudden, we have standards.
There are standards to this. And I juggle it. I can do three or four.
They move slowly, too. I mean, that's like, wow. Hello.
And wow. I have them put it in the ball themselves.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I mean, you'll touch it after the fact. Sure.
And so they, they can hide whatever they need to hide.
Yes. Ball it, fold it, try fold it, yes. Ball
and
it.
Right. Put it into a ball. We get it.
I tell you, some of these will kick off a party like you cannot believe. I thought I'd been to good parties, but no. No. Wow.
Next time I have a get-together at the house,
yeah,
I think I might try and pull this one off.
Guess who's going to be invited?
You have a great day.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
My God.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the biggest news ever announced yesterday, BTS.
Whoa.
They're stopping here in Las Vegas. Four concert dates in April over at Allegiant Stadium. April 8th, 9th, 15th, 16th.
They're going to be able to sell that out?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so much so that you have to pre-register on Ticketmaster to join the verified fan pre-sale. So
like
get
the Adele
on Ticketmaster.
Thing, right?
Sort of, yeah. Yes, kind of like that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so four dates. They'll perform in four nights to, over a quarter of a million people. So,
wow.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
BTS. Parents, grandparents, be aware.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Maybe they have a residency.
Happening.
Coming in here,
I don't think they want it.
No?
They're 12. Why do they want to stay
in one place?
You might as well just call that a residency.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I had no idea all along that I was doing comedy residencies.
You were the forerunner.
Your
comedy sisters and brothers.
Yes, yeah. Spending a week at a time at one place.
Right.
Oh, man, exhausting. Just exhausting. Whew, listen, sadly, the TV ratings for this year's Winter Olympics were terrible, just terrible.
Yeah.
Worst ever. I love watching the Olympics, but they just didn't do that well. About 11 million people watched the games in primetime, down 42% from just a few years ago. I don't know why that
is. Here's my thought on that. And this is why. I think, first of all, it's in China and the time difference.
Right. Yeah.
It's so, I mean, it's like what, 10 hours or something? The next day?
Oh, it's even more than that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing is, there's so much coverage. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only on NBC, which mm-hmm. Our friends over at Channel 3 did a great job.
They did.
But if you go through the guide, there's like on all these other networks, and it's like, I don't even know what to watch.
Right.
I know. I think a lot of people just go, you know what?
They should just keep it on NBC. That's all. Main NBC right. network. You want ratings.
I mean, yeah. I understand they're trying to expose all the events.
Right, I get that. I get it.
But.
Yeah, I know. Well, guess what? The next ones are in Paris. Oh. So, and they look really cool, by the way. I'm going to sneeze and forgive me. Hold.
When you say, God bless you.
Oh, thank you. I held that one in. Paris, they have said they showed some different things that they're doing. And those are, of course, the Summer Olympics. They're going to use existing places for events, like the beach volleyball is going to be under the Eiffel Tower, things like that.
Oh,
the
opening cool.
It's really cool. They said 95% of the events are going to be like that. The opening ceremonies are going to be on the water, going right through Paris, on boats, like the athletes will be on boats and all of that. It's going to be quite cool.
Wow.
And pretty much 100% sustainable. They say they're not going to leave a carbon footprint at all. So, kind of cool. Look what they do in Europe. I know. Well, Europe is pretty good with all that. Aaron Rodgers gushed over Shailene Woodley. Yes, he didn't say whether they're still together or not. Supposedly they did break up, but he said, thanks for showing me what unconditional love looks like.
Aww.
I love you, and I'm grateful for you. And I know, and I do want to point out, there were very sad news if you have not heard. The comedy world lost a good one. Amazing Jonathan passed away. Yeah, 63 years old, 2009 diagnosed with cardiomyopathy. And it just got worse and worse. And he passed away. So very, very sad.
Such a good guy.
And quite an institution here. I got to work with him in San Francisco when I first worked there. He was a street performer.
Right.
And then he would come and work nights over in the comedy clubs. And he was just he was a good guy. He was, oh, my God, he was so different. So different at the time.
And a good guy, funny guy.
Yeah.
And if you can watch the documentary on him, mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah.
I don't even know where you'd find it, probably.
I believe it's on Hulu, actually.
Hulu?
I believe it's on
okay.
Hulu, yes.
And his books of pranks.
Check it out. Yes. Yeah.
And one I've tried, and it was great.
Was
just classic.
Swallowing your own eye? Was it
no,
that one?
No, it was the video camera in the bathroom.
Yes. Ah, there we go. Yeah. Yeah, that's always
awesome.
Fun. That's
awesome.
Always a fun one. Don't go to Mike's house.
Oh, that's too sad.
Oh, my gosh. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
BuzzFeed, that, they do a lot of stuff with music. BuzzFeed mm-hmm. listed a bunch of songs and asked readers if they still will be classic. These songs will still be classic in 100 years. 100 years. Now, the overwhelming number one song was from Mariah Carey, the Christmas song.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all said, yes, that in 100 years, people will be playing that.
Okay.
On the flip side, this was split, whether it would be yes or no, or I've never heard it. This is a song called The Thong Song.
Oh, yeah, Cisco. Yeah.
By Cisco. Here it is.
She had all night long. Let me see that song. Yeah, this would be a classic.
So half the people polled said no. This will not be a classic song in 100 years.
Man.
And the other half said, no, I've never heard of it. I think I would have been in that half.
Huh. Okay.
100 years.
Yeah.
You think people are going to hear that and go, used to love that song. My grandmother used to play that all the time.
Yeah, like what are we hearing from 100 years ago that are classics, though?
You'd have to go back to Christmas songs or stuff
maybe,
like that.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, that's about it, really, if you think about
it. That's a long time.
That's what I say. I mean, 100 years, I wish they'd gone like 50. But, I can't think
because we're playing songs that are 50 years old.
Yes, I know. Right. But 100, I mean, you know.
And then songs you go, are these are 30th anniversary, 40th anniversary of this song or that song. And people go, are you serious? It's 40 years old?
Yeah. Let's see if I can find some songs from 1922 and see, you know. I mean, that's what it would be the equivalent of.
Right.
You know? So,
Nothing.
Is anybody still singing Al Jolson's Angel Child? My Man, Fanny Bryce, maybe.
From Funny Girl.
Yes, that, well.
Yeah, Fanny Bryce, but, yes, yeah, I get it, okay.
Yes, exactly.
Mr. Musical.
But it came out before the movie, everybody. Yeah, I mean, there's not, I can't say.
You're right, I don't know why they didn't say 50 years, 100 years. I mean, there's not a lot of music out there.
I got the pop charts here. Mamie Smith was at the top of the pop chart. Al Jolson, of course. I don't know. That's interesting.
And this might make you feel better and happy. A little more than half of the people polled said Maroon's 5, She Will Be Loved, will not be remembered.
Yay. Yeah. Bravo. Okay, so. Yay.
I know you're not a big fan, so.
Not really.
But you're right. 100 years, that's a long time. 50 years, I think you would have seen a lot different results in that poll. We all decided they would have cut it back to 50 years. That's a song that people would probably remember.
Mike, do you want to play the song? That was number one in 1922.
We all remember this.
Call me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got.
This is Fanny Price.
Yeah. That's right.
Played by Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl.
Correct.
That is correct. That I soon forget with my man.
I was just singing this the other day in the car. This one out, huh?
That bass.
Oh, that bass.
That bass.
Yeah, right?
Some of the other songs, by the way, on the list that people would remember in 100 years. Morty, do you have that list up?
Yeah.
Okay, some of the songs.
One of them was Tub Thumping. Good Riddance by Green Day.
In 100 years.
In 100 years.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy, which I don't agree.
I love that song, but I don't think it'll be a classic.
Yeah, then. Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas. I actually kind of see that.
I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what other one I see? And I see her still performing it, and that is Cher's Believe. She will still be here over at the park. It'll be floating.
Right.
She'll be singing it.
I have no doubt. All this week, your last chance to score some Billy Joel tickets with the M&C Morning Show. That's happening Saturday night. This Saturday night, Allegiant Stadium. We do have a pair to give away right now. And with it being Wednesday, of course, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
And what did you tell me? That's one of the songs on the list that people will remember.
People say that is sure to be remembered and a classic in 100 years.
In 100 years.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Yeah. Well, if you can figure out what song that is by title, starting with caller number 9, you got tickets for Billy Joel Saturday night, Allegiant Stadium. One more time. Here it is. Chance to win those tickets for Billy Joel Saturday night. Here you go with another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Wednesday. Love the end. All right. We have Travis on the phone. Travis, all you have to do is identify by title the song we're playing on Kazoo. Go ahead.
I believe it's All-Star.
Yes.
Good job.
You have the tickets. Billy Joel, Saturday night, Allegiant Stadium. And for everybody else, a second chance to win right now on our contest page at 96.3kklz.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, Easter season right around the corner. Listen to this, Carla. You're going to be able to buy a solid 1.6-ounce candy bunny filled with Applejack cereal.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You know, I guess.
Empty it out for Morty.
Here's the good news. It's only a buck, and it's available at Walmart.
Okay. Wow.
Well, probably not anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, probably
sold out.
Wow.
We still can't find those M&Ms or jelly beans.
They're always sold out.
I'm going to have to order them to be sent. I know.
A couple of guys robbed a Subway restaurant in New Orleans on Sunday night. After they ordered their sandwiches, sat down, they ate them, and then wrapping up the paper, throwing everything out.
Okay, see ya.
Said, by the way, give us all your money.
See ya, stick them up. Jeez.
You think they really say that anymore?
I know, stick them up.
Stick them up.
Yeah, I know, I don't think so.
The guys are still on the run. They haven't found them yet. And it's really unclear how much they got away with, so.
Wow, okay.
I'm hungry. Do we have to rob it now? Let's get something to eat.
So hungry. And yeah, then, I know. Then, give me more energy.
And then stick them up.
For the robberies to come. Wow. Well, listen to this in Hawaii, Morty. A fisherman, there was a shark story yesterday. Well, this fisherman got into a tug of war with a great white shark.
Oh.
Nick caught, to begin with, a 100-pound yellowfin tuna 15 miles off the coast of Waikiki. He was reeling in the tuna, and then the great white shark, he says it was the size of a Volkswagen bus, came out of the water, grabbed the tuna.
Uh-huh.
That's just chum for that thing. He held on to his line, and then the shark bit down and took half the tuna with him. So Nick's okay, but he was scared to death.
So you got half a tuna.
He got half a tuna. You get 50 pounds of tuna. That's pretty good. Oh, my God, the size of a Volkswagen bus coming at you.
That's a wicked tuna.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great fish story. One of those.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was this big. Apparently it was. Wow. And Morty, Florida police, they arrested a shoplifter stuffing a crossbow down his pants.
Oh, now we're moving from food to weapons.
Why?
I don't know. This was at your True Value hardware store. Employees caught the man on surveillance shoving this down his pants. You idiot. Darren was arrested several days later when cops caught up with him at a nearby Walgreens trying to steal something there as well. So
haven't you ever heard of a trench coat with inside pockets and stuff like that?
Yeah, you don't stuff a crossbow down your pants because you're going to do something and then you'll wind up in the other news again, idiot.
Is that a super True Value? Because the True Values I went to never sold crossbows.
No, this is just a True Value.
Oh.
Morty, not your super true.
Because I love the super True Values. Yeah.
This is just your standard True Valley hardware store. Okay. Why do we digress? Yes. Don't we?
That's the important thing. Was it a super True Value?
Oh, the Mike and Carla Morning Show. It's a digression. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Great story out of Minnesota, Motley, Minnesota. Lorna recently paid her 18-year-old son $1,800 for staying off of social media for the past 6 years. Now, it may not sound like a lot, but when he was 12, she says her son accepted the challenge and he successfully completed it at his 18th birthday. He treated the challenge like a game of, you know, football or basketball, told his mom he wasn't going to lose. He relied on his friends to tell him what was happening online. Mm-hmm. They'd talk about stuff all the time, spent his time focusing on his grades and the sports that he plays rather than social media. So $1,800 in his pocket, that's pretty good.
That's great.
That's pretty good. That whatever, $300 a year, but at 12 years old, you know, mm-hmm. come on. I think that's really cool.
Good for him.
I know. Tough to do. Really
well,
tough.
If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. 96.3KKLZ.com. Click on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Do it right there. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush going to feed you lunch at Porta Subs. She'll have that for you at about 12:40. Keep you company throughout the workday. Otherwise, we are back tomorrow bright and early. Another pair of Billy Joel tickets to give away. So enjoy the day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.